It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Wash your mattress, clean your mattress, you pig, is the headline of this one.
Wow. Is that, are you sure you haven't paraphrased it?
I've absolutely paraphrased that one. Okay. I've put my own headline on this story.
Your own spin.
Because it's something that you don't often think to clean. Let's pop into the bedroom of one Lauren Loggy Testamoukos.
All right.
For a minute. Take us through your bedroom routine, mate.
So I change my sheets. What, do you mean the cleaning routine?
Yeah.
I change my sheets.
Please, start.
Oh, sorry.
No, I meant sleeping, getting ready to sleep. That was ambiguous. Okay. No, we can assume that if you're not asleep on the bed, you're asleep on the couch, and that's, you know, 19 hours of the day.
Exactly. I'm like a cat. So I clean the sheets once a week. The doona is once a fortnight, and we've got a blanket on top now that it's cold, that I kind of clean once a week as well. I swap blankets.
Where's your eye twitch while you're telling me that?
My eyes twitch? Oh, sorry.
You're giving it these ones. Like,
oh, am I?
Maybe it's just a trigger thing.
It might be. Probably because they're covered in hair. Oh, and every time I pick them up, I'm just like, eh.
Right. So, but that's not the only reason. Even before Wombi, your whole thing was wash the sheets every Sunday and change them.
Yeah.
And cool.
And then I like to vacuum the, you know, you've got like the top, like the mattress protector.
Yeah.
I give that a vacuum probably once a month.
Wait, mattress protector, what do you mean? Like the fitted sheet? Or do you have one that runs underneath the fitted sheet
as
well?
Yes, like a normal person.
Is that in case you wee yourself in the night?
No, it's just for keeping the mattress not gross. You don't have a mattress protector?
No, we've got sheets.
Weird. You're weird. Yeah. So, and then you get a little bit of extra bounce, you know, because it's got like, it's like a mattress protector and it's got that little bit of, it's like a, you would have seen them. They're like a thick, so it's like a fitted sheet, but it's like got thick, like, I guess it's not wool. I don't know what it would be.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I've seen them before.
Yeah.
I thought they were just in case you weed yourself.
No, they're the plastic ones.
I didn't realize that it was, that when I'm making my bed, I should be looking to maximize bounce.
Yeah. Oh, you should. You know, like not bounce. What is it? Buoyancy.
I'm looking comfort. For maximum rebound factor.
Maximum. Well, you've come to the right place.
Far out. Do you know what? My fault. I asked.
I bet you.
I'm so sorry.
I bet you, you literally, before Kalia, you literally just wound up in an old sheet that you didn't wash. You only wash once every 6 months on the floor with like some couch cushions or something. You're like, what's wrong with this? There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't own a doona in Darwin before Kalia came along.
Yeah.
Why would you? It's Darwin. Anyway, the story that you hear every so often is your mattress, you got to clean it because it gets really gross.
And I flip it too. Oh, like I scoot it around. Okay. Left side becomes right side. Once every 6 months.
Still talking about the mattress?
Yes, still talking about the mattress.
Not maximum bounce? No. an interior stylist has gone viral for a technique that she uses, and it's really handy and really helpful. I wonder if you do this.
Yeah.
Right? Because what she doesn't do is combine like bleach and other cleaning products to form a noxious.
Oh, yeah. I did that recently too. Yeah. Did I end up telling you that?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
The bad.
Liz has shared her method for doing it on Instagram. She says, to give your mattress a deep clean, it's simple. First you got to do is strip off your bedding and any mattress protector.
Mm-hmm. See?
There you go.
I'm not a weirdo.
In a small bowl, mix bicarb soda and tea tree oil. You're nodding like you do this already.
I don't do it, but I have seen this and thought, I need to do this.
Then sprinkle it over the top of the mattress and let it sit there for an hour. Tea tree oil is an insecticidal and can help repel and remove dust mites and bed bugs.
Yeah.
Next, vacuum the bicarb soda mix off. You'll need to use a high setting on your vacuum to really get in there and suck out all the grossness, thoroughly pick it all up, and then you can make your bed again. And apparently that's the way it works. Apparently you'll be disgusted at what actually comes out of your mattress.
Yeah. And also, they say leave it off during the day so the sun is like a natural, you know, deodorizer and like...
Yeah, you can only get sun if the bed's not in some sort of dungeon, hey?
Well, you're the one telling the story, mate.
Maximum bounce.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
This is called the most Aussie story ever, but, you know, I'm sure there's, I mean, that's a big claim, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. This is over in Queensland in Cairns.
Up in Cairns.
Yeah, Queensland police have released footage of this guy, and here's what happened. So the man from far north Queensland in Cairns and a female companion, they pulled up in a Toyota, is it? Orion?
Yeah, an Orion. Well, yeah.
Ori. It looks like Orion.
I know, it looks like it should be Orion.
Why is it with an O?
It's like it's pronounced like Oreo, even though it's Oreo.
Weird. You know anyway, I mean? So they rocked up in that glorious vehicle to speak to a 63-year-old man who owned a ride-on lawnmower. Now, the man said he wanted to purchase a similar mower for a family member, and he asked if he could take it for a test drive.
Hang on. Well, so this isn't a guy that's selling the mower. He's just rolled up next to someone who's using the mower and saying, hey, I've been thinking about getting one of those, I don't know, what are they, Massey Ferguson? What is it?
Oh, it's a green one. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, John Deere.
Whatever. No follow-up questions. Make... I don't know. Anyway, he said, he was like, look, can I just take it for a test drive? Because
no.
There's a mower that I want to get for a mate and I just love to see, for a family member, I just love to see if it's the same, right? Turns out that was a bit suspicious.
Yeah.
Right? And the 63-year-old probably shouldn't have let this guy.
Absolutely, he should not have.
But the owner agreed, and it says he became suspicious after seeing the mower head off down the street.
Yes. That's a dead giveaway.
So this is from the police. It says he was expecting him to turn around, and when that didn't happen, he chased him on foot, but he couldn't catch him.
Really? What's the top speed for a ride-on mower?
Like 10? He couldn't catch him.
He's 63, man.
I know. Yeah, but still.
Probably got thongs on.
Maybe. And apparently he turned back because the chick was there.
Yeah.
And then she'd done a runner off in the other direction. She was like, oh. I don't know if she knew what was going to happen, what he was
so
planning on doing.
So she's run the other way.
The other way.
They've both left him with the car. So now he's got a Toyota Orion instead of a ride on mower.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Let's do it. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh, Mike, I just saw greatness.
Thanks.
GOAT, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. It was one of my better ones. I did leave out the line about obviously good at their job.
Nah, don't. No one noticed.
Okay.
It was good. Plus, I was kind of trying to wig you out then.
You were dancing.
Yeah, looking you in the eye.
But doing like a, like, you know when you see videos of like, yeah, people in their 80s dancing at music festivals and they got their arms above their head? That's what you were doing.
Just living my best life.
Yeah. Fun facts for today, if you had to take you into work and impress your workmates. 2017 study determined that this song is the catchiest of the last 50 years. If you want to be my
lover, you got to get with my friends. I danced this on the weekend. You never not dance.
I'm not dancing right now.
Says more about you than me.
Okay, fair point. For women in medieval Europe, wearing weasel testicles about the thigh was thought to prevent pregnancy.
Because no one wanted, no?
No one, you can't prove that doesn't work.
Exactly.
Show me someone that's proven that that doesn't work. Here's a little one you can try if you know someone that's got a cat. Obviously, you don't own a cat because they're cats.
I love cats.
Right. The best way to introduce yourself to a cat. Now, you know, with a dog, you do you show them your palm, essentially.
Yeah. Your palm.
The back of your hand.
Your back palm.
Your back palm.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So you show them the back of your hand.
Your back palm.
With a cat, you extend your relaxed index finger towards the cat's nose. It's termed the Michelangelo. You know how like...
Yeah,
reaching out. Like the
finger of God.
Yeah, kind of like that. Don't be less pointy. You're quite pointy with it.
No,
just
I'm
relax. There you go.
I'm hanging.
Bit more limp in the wrist. Great.
Oh, you're so... Yeah, no, you got the limp thing down,
just
Pat.
Like me. Anger that is brought on by the inability to open a factory sealed package is called rap rage. That's the official title of that.
I had a bit of that with some Haribo bears the other day.
Did you really? Do you know if you eat too... Fun fact, this is just from...
No, I don't. Rain. I know what you... Yeah.
Eat too many of them, they make you poop.
No, I've done that with lollies that make you do that before. Yeah, right. As
extra,
a test.
Extra too,
yeah,
gum.
Don't do it.
The world's biggest grower of legal opium poppies is Tasmania, weirdly, but they have a real problem with local wallabies getting high and passing out in their fields.
Oh, bless the wallabies.
They love the poppies. Mm. And finally, let's wrap it with this one. In 1731, Sister Mariana de Jesus... is a Portuguese nun. She was sentenced to 6 months of silence for ogling a monk with a telescope and passing raunchy messages to him hidden in a pancake.
That's my girl. One day you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Rock.